Welcome back, guys. DGS, just about 4:30. Dave Murray joins us from Fox 2. What's up, Dave?
Hi there.
So, Dave, looking toward the weekend just depresses me.
Like, I know, me too.
I mean, we're,
other than that, it's the weekend.
We're approaching 100 degrees, right?
Yeah, the city, I think so. But let's, before we get to the weekend, though, because it's starting to happen right now, we've dropped 2 degrees in the last hour. Humidity is still pretty high. But we have a very brief shot of slightly cooler, slightly drier air, especially once the sun goes down tonight, throughout the night and going out the door in the morning, you're going to go, oh, this feels really good. And then it starts to creep back up on us. So don't waste any time. Enjoy it. Get outside, take a nice deep breath and say, oh,
let's go lay down in the yard.
It's yeah, it. Whatever. Yep. Yeah. Especially, you know, especially once the sun goes down.
When's the good? So when's the good window?
I would say from 8 o'clock tonight till 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's a pretty good window.
Not bad.
But then Friday, it's all back. It starts to creep back in on us late tomorrow afternoon. Friday, we're looking at 95, partly sunny skies. Saturday, 95 plus. I think if we hit 100, if the city can hit 100, it will be Saturday afternoon and Sunday, 95. Limited thunderstorms. I'm not going to completely rule them out, but I think they're going to be quite hard to find. It's mainly a hot and humid pattern, somewhat humid. It's not going to be super oppressive humidity, and that will allow us to jump with our temperatures a little bit. And that continues into early next week.
So is it hot and soupy, or is it
not super soupy?
Okay.
But you'll feel it. You'll feel the humidity, but it's not going to be super oppressive because it's going to be a hint of a dry air mass.
Hmm. Yeah. How's Don?
I haven't talked. Didn't talk to him last night.
How often do you talk to Don?
Yeah.
Oh, I would say maybe once every 2 weeks.
Okay. Is there a problem?
Oh no, no.
That's standard brother communication.
Yeah, Stanley, yeah. You know, yeah. It's like, hey, everything okay? Everything's okay. Now when my folks were having health issues, we talked almost every day.
Okay.
How much older is he than you?
3 years.
That's
never let him forget that.
That's a sketchy gap. Like,
yes. Tell me about it.
There can be some real poundings.
Oh, yeah. Back in the day.
And he's a big guy. You know, he was big in baseball and basketball. So when I was coming up through the ranks, everybody expected me to be big in baseball and basketball. But I wasn't. And so I became good at golf.
There you go.
My big moment with my brother, I think I may have told this story before. It's really politically incorrect right now, but I still remember it. We were living in Rhode Island at the time. I was probably... I'm going to say 10, 11 years old. So it would have made him 13, 14, that's a real sketchy time for older brother, younger brother. And he came in and he just plopped himself on my bed. We each had our own bedroom, so we were lucky with that. And I told him to get off my bed and get out of my room. And he said, no. I'm not going to. I'm going to just lie here and enjoy your bed.
Whereas if it would have been the reverse... My goodness.
Oh, I would have gotten my butt pounded.
Yeah.
Easy.
So, not the way you're thinking.
Yeah. So
I went in. I had a BB gun.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
I went into my closet, and I pulled it out, and I pumped it once, and he just started laughing at me.
What about the gun?
No way you're going to shoot me. Pumped it again, and I said, I'm going to shoot you if you don't get off my bed. And pumped it one more time.
Yes.
And he didn't get off the bed, and I shot him right in the butt.
Nice.
And all I really remember is, Mom, he shot me. It didn't break skin, didn't do anything like that. I had my gun taken away from me for about a month, but the joy of it was just perfect.
All I need to do to end Dave's career is edit BB gun out of that story.
Yes. Yeah. He'll never work again. Not in this town or any
just
other.
Just get Don to verify
that version. That's it.
That's funny.
He just kept pumping it until he shot me in the butt.
So Don didn't beat the hell out of you? I mean, he didn't jump on
you? No. It was total shock. It was absolutely total shock. And I think he thought, he's got to do this again. He got off the bed.
Your parents did the right thing. You have to discipline a kid for shooting their brother.
But I bet
that inside a little bit, your mom and dad were like, he stood up for himself.
Mm-hmm. Good for him.
He took it. Yep. He won the bet. He won this battle. Good for him. Because I doubt you won very many. I was the bigger brother by 7 years.
I never won anything at all.
Yeah, I had no competition.
One of the great times, though, is that, especially when I was on Good Morning America, again, he's 3 years older. Now, that's, you know, I'm in my 30s. See, he's in his 30s. But he became known as he traveled around the country for what he did for a living as Dave Murray's brother. That was awesome, too.
Yes.
We're learning more about Dave every day. That's right.
That's great.
There's little streaks in me. You know, there's things that you have to break out of every once in a while.
That's great.
Really? Mandy Murphy down there better be careful. It's like,
No guns allowed in the building.
That's probably a good idea. It's a good idea.
Got a corner?
Sure. St. Louis was voted the third worst city to live in.
Hey, we're moving up.
We are.
There you go.
Yep.
Still number one in STDs, though, right?
Yep. Thank you very much. Okay. We try hard.
Holding it down.
We were number one in murders, but I think we might have backed off that. This has been a big year, so
we're
that's
close,
been good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Chicago, right?
There was a story about a woman that got her head caught in an exhaust pipe at a music festival, and they showed a picture of it, and it was a big truck and she had stuck her head in the exhaust pipe and got it stuck. And the police
How much booze was involved in that?
They arrested her for being underage drinking. So they had to bring
her. Was she trying to get high?
Yeah, was she huffing?
I don't know. They never did say why she did it. She just took her head.
That's got to be why.
And stuck it in an exhaust pipe.
That was a bet.
And then this is.
What would you do to Beaner? You get a call.
Yeah.
She's been arrested. Okay, this isn't good.
Right.
She's publicly inebriated. Oh, this even worse.
Yeah.
And she stuck her head in an exhaust pipe and got stuck. What's that conversation like?
Or can you even imagine her making those choices?
I mean, anybody's capable. I look back, like I said, you look back when you were 14, 13 years old as a boy. Some of the stupid crap we did is amazing. The fact that we're still alive is amazing. I don't know.
Phoebe and I were talking about this because she's 13 and a lot of her friends are turning 13 or 14. So, you know, that's that age where boys and girls going through puberty. It's so different.
Girls
immediately seem like women.
Yep.
And they're mean as hell.
Yep.
Boys somehow become fruitier.
Yep. We're idiots.
They're pretty annoying at 13.
Right. And they're easily 3 years behind maturity level of a girl. But
my Lord, yes.
But the problem is, when we're 13 as a guy, we're total idiots. 13-year-old guys now with social media, they knew as much as we did when we were 21 years old, if not more. And that's really frightening.
They sound cool.
Yeah. How do you sit down and talk, you know? You're going to, all right, it's time to give you the, you know, the birds and bees. And they're like correcting you every other word you say because they know everything.
Man,
so
I had to talk with a guy the other day. I had never had this thought in my head. He has like a 13-year-old son who has a phone that's on his plan. And he checks it from time to time. And he knew that a 13-year-old son, okay, he's going to, you know, we're looking at Sears catalogs.
Yeah,
they're looking at whatever they can find. Well, his son had Googled like young girls, looking for young girls, because when you're 13, you're looking for girls who are your age.
Right.
I had never had
that. I didn't think about that either.
A young guy isn't going to Google 40-year-old women.
Right.
No.
Right.
And that's on.
He's going to Google other 13-year-olds.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, an older woman would
Didn't
be
that
like
send
16.
A chill up your spine?
Just what that would come back to. Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Anywho.
Yep. One more.
I never had the birds and bees discussion.
I didn't either.
I learned it all on the streets.
Yep.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I learned it all today during the BB gun thing.
That's it, pretty much, right there.
We all learn more.
Yep.
Got to pump it three times.
More than we really need to know. Finally,
give a warning each time.
I'm not sure.
Get off my bed.
I'm going to let you have it.
Right in the butt.
Oh, no.
Mom.
Baby talk this.
The girl singers.
We must not.
Is it Haim?
Yes.
Haim. this is what the way this should be done. We've had this conversation for the hashtag MeToo. Everything the way that works, this is the way it should be done. Haim, ahead of two sold-out shows at London's Alexandra Palace over the weekend, told UK Magazine that the rock group fired its booking agent last year after discovering they were paid 10 times less than a male artist. They played a festival. The guy that came out ahead of them, one slot ahead of them, they found out made 10 times more than they did. The way you handle this is you don't yell at the festival. You don't go crazy. You fire your manager. Your manager is obviously not working for you. It's the same with, what's the one story? It's from, was the Today Show? No.
The girl from E?
That's it.
E! News.
The E! News.
Ended up quitting.
Right, because she wasn't making as much as her male counterpart. That's your agent. That's why you're paying them 15, 20%
okay,
to get you more money.
How about this, though? On the other side of things, let's say that you don't, as an employer, you are Mr. E or Mr. NBC. You don't value the female on your show the way you do the male. You don't value the female actress the way you do the male actor.
Okay.
Because he's a bigger deal. He's a bigger draw. Do you support them saying, listen, I'm going to pay you $1 million, but I'm going to pay him $5 million because he's a bigger star?
Absolutely. If you've got Meryl Streep, she's going to make more than Seth Rogen or something. She's a bigger star. That's letting the marketplace dictate what you make.
But
I get that.
I think that would be really frowned on today because it's all of these, hey, Netflix, hey, E, hey, NBC, you got to pay us all the same. I don't agree with that.
Of course not. It's stupid. It doesn't make any sense.
I remember Dave Murray loves the show Hawaii Five-0. A couple months ago, those actors, they were like bit actors.
Right.
They wanted this huge raise.
Right.
You can't demand that if you're not in the right position to get it.
And you know what? The show the quality of the show has never blinked.
Yeah, it didn't miss a beat.
Right.
Bang.
Yeah.
It has to go both ways.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, that's true, and it's everybody.
Well, that's why Mark's absolutely correct. You work that out with your manager. You don't make it the company's problem.
And and it all takes care of itself. Because if you want Jennifer Lawrence, and she wants $10 million and your budget's $5 million, so you go out and get a $5 million actress, and your movie tanks, then you've learned something.
Right.
However, if the $5 million actress blows it up, then Jennifer Lawrence has learned something.
Right, exactly. And the $5 million actress won't be at $5 million very long. She'll be at $10
million. Why is this so difficult?
I don't know.
So I think
I
it's Jennifer Lawrence's fault.
Yeah.
Like most things.
Blaming her.